Let's Talk, Bible Fellowship Church's devotional podcast, devoted to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Thank you for joining us. Our passage for today is going to come from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 3, and we're going to read verses 10 through 14. And the crowds asked him, "What then shall we do?" And he answered them, "Whoever has two tunics is to share with him who has none, and whoever has food is to do likewise." Tax collectors also came to be baptized and said to him, "Teacher, what shall we do?" And he said to them, "Collect no more than you are authorized to do." Soldiers also asked him, "And we, what shall we do?" And he said to them, "Do not extort money from anyone by threats or by false accusations, and be content with your wages." I read a devotion recently that gave an interesting comparison. It said, swimmer Michael Phelps won more gold medals than any Olympian in history. Runner Hicham El-Guerraj was nearly equally as decorated an Olympic runner. One stands 6 feet, 4 inches tall. The other is 5'9". One weighs 194 pounds, the other 128. Michael Phelps would have been a terrible runner, and Hicham El-Guerraj would have been an unsuccessful swimmer. We tend to play the comparison game in the Christian life. We tend to look at other people and compare how we are doing with them. This is a problem. When we compare ourselves to another, we're either going to be proud because we think we're better than them, or we'll despair because we're not good enough. And that's why God doesn't call us to compare ourselves to each other. He calls us to compare ourselves to Christ, to Him. And what's the verdict at that point? The verdict is that we need grace. We need mercy and forgiveness, and it is offered in Christ Jesus. And once it is offered, we are not called to live another person's Christian life. We are called to live the Christian life that God has called us to, me to, you to. This passage of Scripture comes after John the Baptist is pronouncing his judgment on this generation, and he's calling the people of Israel to repentance in preparation for the ministry of Jesus, of the Messiah. He tells them, repent. Basically, there will be judgment on those who do not, and the crowds respond. They say, "What then shall we do?" And he tells them what to do. Whoever has two tunics is to share with him who has none, and whoever has food is to do likewise. He's calling them to live morally, to recognize truth and goodness. Obviously, these activities won't save a person, but he's saying to live with character, live with generosity, live the kind of life that God, throughout the Old Testament, was calling his people to live. And then there's sort of a bifurcation. There's a separation. Specific groups of people come to him and say, how are we to live? And the answer is different depending on who the person is. The tax collectors get different advice than the soldiers do. Why? Because they're going to live out their particular Christian walk in the context of their own lives. So you, in your context, with your skills, with your background, with your opportunities, with your family situation, with your job situation, you can't look at another person's Christian life and say, I wish I was more like them, or I wish that I had the skills that they had, or I'm so glad that I'm not in the situation that this person is in. We're called to look at the Savior and to say, I'll never measure up on my own, but God, what do you have for me to do today? Pastor Todd, in a sermon recently, threw up a quote that I thought was great. We do not need to worry about measuring up, because there's no situation that God is going to call us to that he won't equip us for. So let our application today be, God, what are the spiritual growth steps that you want me to take? Now, I'm going to ask this question one way. God, what is the worship leader that you want me to be? What is the husband to Josie that you want me to be? That's going to be different than being the husband to someone else. What is the father that you want me to be to Jack and Charlotte and Oliver and Calvin? It's going to be different if I was the father to different children. This particular context doesn't mean that truth is relative. It means that the application of the eternal truth will be specific to my circumstance. So that prayer is for you. What does it look like to be the kind of believer in your circumstance and to allow God's grace to be operative? We don't need to worry about measuring up. He is going to equip you for the task that he has called you to. So God, we thank you for your grace, for your mercy. We thank you for the word of God that gives us your truth. And we thank you for your Holy Spirit that will guide us to how we can apply this to our lives. So we pray that that would be true for each and every person listening to this today. For your glory and our good, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. But thank you for tuning into another edition of Let's Talk Church Family. You are loved. Have a blessed day.